Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on October 2nd, 1989. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
All about the trees now. Oh, they are so beautiful. They're cascading. I'm saying if you look up at the top of the leaves section on the trees, you can't help but notice the beautiful blue lights of Our Lady. Now there are also streamers of pink coming forward from the top of the sky. That means that Jesus and Our Lady are both going to come together. Oh, the sky is opening up. It is so beautiful. It's like a clear summer's night with all the stars shining. And I hear voices in the background of music. I know they're angelical voices. It is absolutely beautiful. I feel suspended in such beauty. It's not of this earth. It is obviously not of this earth, but from heaven. Now, Our Lady and Jesus are coming down together. Our Lady is smiling very sweetly, and Jesus is motioning to his lips like this now. They're still coming down, but he's telling me to be ready to receive. Now, Jesus and Our Lady are stopping over the first streamer of light. The lights are now cascading from their feet downward into the trees. Our Lady and Jesus are standing there. Oh, Our Lady looks so beautiful. She has on a pure white mantle and a white gown. And about her waist, there is a gold cinch. Our Lady calls it a cinch for a reason, but it looks like I would call it a belt. And Our Lady has on her feet the most beautiful slippers, golden, and there are two small rosettes on her feet. Oh, Our Lady has such delicate feet. This evening, too, I can see Our Lady's face very clearly this evening. And I would say she doesn't look over more than 20 years old. Our Lady looks so young and radiant. Now Our Lady is turning towards Jesus. And Jesus is nodding. And he is placing his first fingers to his lips like this, which means to repeat. My child and my children, and especially you, my child, Veronica. I call you here this evening, though I am fully aware of your disabilities. However, it will be not necessary to hear all about you, my child. Be it sufficient that you can bring my message to the world. Now, this, my child, will bring much consternation from the clergy. Look upward, my child, and tell the world what you see. I see the picture of Jacinta, 1972. And what is in this picture, my child? Repeat. I see the letters very heavily penciled over by Jacinta, when she wrote this message. It says, one part of the message, there are five parts to the Jacinta 1972 picture, but one part says A C into INTO Maitres 1972. Repeat that well, my child. Antichrist into Maitres 1972. That, my child, I know you were much affrighted at that message when you first received it from Jacinta several years ago. But nothing that we give you is to remain hidden. It is necessary for the battle ahead. Be it known to all men upon earth that the Antichrist has entered now among you. Be it known to our bishops and cardinals. I do not include Pope John Paul II at this time because he is under the domination of his bishops and cardinals. I look upon my church at this time and I find gross errors. I tell you now, O bishops and cardinals of the world, my church shall not be defaced. You shall not defame my name. I will allow this to continue, but for a short time. If you do not acknowledge me properly before the world, I assure you, I will not acknowledge you before the Father, and you will not have eternal rest with my Father in heaven. My child and my children, we have looked upon the world now and find that we are fast approaching the latter days. This will be a time of toil for all. Those who will work with me shall be called now disciples of the latter days. Already, my children, you have gathered for some time. You all know who I am speaking to at this time. I say again, all those who have been picked from among our vineyard of souls upon earth to come forward as disciples in the latter days, to defend the faith, to remain faithful and true under siege, shall gain heaven and immortal life. You will find life everlasting with the Father. However, I acknowledge the fact that, my child, I have taken you from your home in a weak state, but you know how urgent it was from our discourse with you all day today, my child, that you get here this evening, for the evil is accelerating in the world. We cannot hold back the chastisement much longer. The Father has at the foot of his throne the wall of redemption. Look up and describe what you see, my child. I see a very wonderful man. He is so grandfatherly with a long white beard. And he's sitting with the most beautiful cape on him. He looks like a regal king. He's smiling. There is no way to explain him. And he is so translucent and shining. I know it is the Eternal Father. But he has at the foot of his throne a large ball. It's like a ball of fire. I know quite a number of years ago, I saw this ball in a photograph taken by the people from Canada. I did not know what it meant then, but now I understand the photograph. Now Jesus is motioning to his mother at his side. Our Lady is standing at the right side of Jesus. I see that she is brushing the tears from her eyes. Now Jesus is backing up. He's backing up and going higher into the sky. And Our Lady hasn't moved. She is looking all about her. She looked so very sad. And now she's placing her fingers to her lips like this. My child, I implore you to love your brothers, even those that will persecute you. Love them as my son loved those who even crucified him. That is the only way you can reach eternity in heaven. My child and my children, I too have watched the Eternal Father made it known that I must see what is going on in the world today. And I, as your mother, have given my decision to the Eternal Father to go forward throughout the world, appearing in numerous places now to awaken the world to the reality of everlasting life. How many have sold their souls to Satan to get to the head for a temporary time upon earth? My children, do you not realize that you are only a short distance from paradise? Your years upon earth are so few. Isn't it futile, my children, to soil your souls and avoid following the road to heaven? All those who think that life is forever upon earth are making a serious error, and they are defeating the reasons they were placed upon earth. There is no way other than straight through to heaven, hell, or purgatory. There isn't a soul upon earth that can say, I will be here forever. For the only place that exists, my children, forever, is heaven, hell, or purgatory. When my son returns to earth, when the persecution to the enlightened grows stronger, when all the world is fighting, that my son shall deem it necessary to return. My child and my children, I ask you in the name of the Father and my Son and the Holy Ghost to listen to me now. The course you are on is a course to destruction. Satan has entered into my son's church. You remember, my children, Pope Paul VI, our good vicar, said to the world, I know that the smoke of Satan has entered into the church. But who listens to him? And who did listen to him? But they laid him low and put another in his place. I know, my child, the derision and the scoffing that comes your way because of this message. But you will go forward, my child, and not listening to the scoffers, you will succeed one day in bringing forward to us many wandering sheep. There are many souls upon earth that shall not be held accountable for their sins, for they have been led and misled by their elders. I say unto the cardinals and bishops in my son's church, I am much grieved at your conduct. You will be accountable to the Eternal Father for the destruction of souls and the abuses that go forth against my son cannot be tolerated by the Eternal Father. My son suffered greatly upon earth. Have you forgotten so soon how he sacrificed his very being for you all? And what are you doing in return? All my children, I close my ears. I cannot listen to this painful episode upon your earth. It appears there are those who cannot talk without defaming the name of my son. They use it with cursing and abuse. This is not to be in the eyes of the Eternal Father. This will not be tolerated. Do not re-crucify my son upon earth, because you will all be held accountable. None shall come to the Father except for my son. For my son is in the Father, and the Father is in my son, and the Holy Ghost. I know full well that it is not understandable to many the existence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They are all one in one God. I repeat again, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. My child and my children, I implore you to go forward and bring the knowledge of the existence of these terrible satanic cults in your country. There are so many now, my children, that you would find it unbelievable if I could take you and show you throughout your country what is going on this very night while you are here. We also are distressed because of Teresa. She has been watching the carnage in the convent. And as such, she finds that her mission upon earth was not fulfilled to the fullest, that so much evil can now be corrupting the convents. My child and my children, I promised you after my child, you bless the ill and infirm, I will bring Teresa to you, because I know she made a promise to you to appear here this evening. That will be my child after you bless the ill and infirm. There are many who have come a long way to be here this evening. And my child, I wish that you bring a message to D.M. of California that we accept him in these latter days as a new disciple. That, my child, is all we will say at this moment. We wish that you take 3 photographs which you can divulge the contents of to the workers, and then you will proceed to the ill and infirm. And after you visit them, you will meet with Teresa. She hadn't left at all. She's coming from behind one of the boughs of the tall third tree there in front of us, directly over to her statue on the right side. And right behind her, I see her. It's Teresa. I know her anywhere. Oh, now Teresa is floating over to Our Lady's right side. She was standing behind her. I don't know why she was standing behind Our Lady. And Our Lady is whispering something to her, but I can't hear them. Now, just as I'm looking, St. Teresa is smiling, and she's placing her first finger to her lips, like this. My sister, Veronica, I know that you are much surprised to see me this evening, as I have not made many appearances on your shrine grounds. However, due to the urgency of the times and what is happening upon the earth, I come this evening to bring to you a word of good news, that the road to heaven is very simple. All you have to do is be like a young child in your love of Jesus, never questioning, never casting aside, but loving him fully with your heart. My life upon earth was not always easy, my sister, just as all of my sisters and brothers upon earth realize this as time goes on. However, I do say I am disquieted of spirit by what I see taking place in many other convents today. My life was always a life of solitude and prayer. Therefore, I never lost contact with the Holy Spirit. Now my sisters in the convents are enjoying, as they think they are enjoying, all the modern diversions that take them away from meditation and prayer. I come this evening to ask my sisters who hear my message not to be taken over by worldly pursuits. I agree fully with the nuns in the convent that object to the television. No television should be in a holy place. Yes, my sister, there is much evil in the world. I always promised when I was upon earth that I would never be lackadaisical or disquiet of spirit while I was in heaven. I will go forward to the very end of time, bringing my roses to you along with Our Lady. Grace is in abundance for the asking. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I love you. Save souls, save the consecrated. That is very important. We are made fully aware in these latter days of all the tribulations of the world and the convents especially. I make note of the convent, my sister, because it was my home for so many years. Also, you will understand fully when I tell you the value of suffering. You can always offer this for the souls that need the repatriation. Yes, my sister, no suffering is ever wasted, for you must accept it in the right light, knowing that even our dear Jesus suffered upon earth at the hands of those he loved. But one thing you know now is he never gave up loving them, even as they re-crucified him. And even now, my sister, there is much grief in heaven, and I know that our Blessed Mother sheds many tears daily upon the world because of the present abominable conditions. Man is fast heading for a cataclysm. Soon, we all know of the coming of the ball of redemption upon mankind, and it is now heading fast in. It is the will of the Eternal Father that the sheep be gathered by those who have become disciples in the latter days. the sheep must be gathered and separated from the wolves that are roaming now. Therefore, we ask you to even work much harder at your apostleship. All will be on the side of the Eternal Father in the end, but he will allow these persecutions to come upon you. Accept all as Jesus did when he was upon earth. Now, I see Teresa is moving over, and she's whispering to Our Lady. I can't understand what she's saying, but she's whispering, and Our Lady is pointing high up into the sky. Oh, Jesus is coming down now again. Oh, he's coming up now, and he's going to be at Our Lady's left side. He's raising his hand now like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is mentioning, I can't hear it, it's like the rustling of the wind, but Jesus is still extending his hand, and he's going over now to Our Lady's right side, and Teresa has moved back into the sky. I don't know, she seems to have left the circle of light, and she seems to be moving back into the clouds. I do want to tell you at this time that, as I can see her, Teresa has on a brown gown and a cream-colored cape. And she has a black mantle around the top of her head. Teresa is smiling. I know that I must have disguised her, that she is, as I can see her here. She's very clear. She stopped now moving, and she's standing there behind Jesus and Our Lady. Now, Jesus has hesitated while I was talking about Teresa, and he's going over now to our left side. He's moving very slowly and looking down all about him. Now he's extending out his hand and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming over, and she's taking the rosary from about her waist, and she's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And Our Lady now is touching the crucifix to her lips, and she says, she's asking me to repeat. Many prayers are needed for the clergy. Won't you, my children, help them? For many are lost. They are on the road to perdition. Please help them. I ask you as your mother, in your merciful heart, for my son and the good of his church. Pray for your priests, your cardinals, and bishops. We will. Now Jesus and Our Lady are moving back into the sky. Teresa has gone into the sky. I can't see her anymore. And Our Lady and Jesus now are moving over to our right side at the uppermost limb of the fir tree on the right side. And they're standing there and nodding. Our Lady is saying, we will be here the rest of the evening until the last soul has left. Yes. Yes. Continue, my child, to read the Bible well. Man is casting it aside or rewriting one to fit his own carnal nature. You must not, my children, rewrite the Bible, for it will be a Bible of man and not of God. Sit back now, my child, and rest. His gown is a beige color, very rugged. It looks like very rough material. I don't know what it is. I hope it isn't what they call sackcloth. That's what they, Our Lady once said that they use when they're doing penance for people. Sackcloth and ashes, or something like that. And that's just what it looks like. That's the only way I can explain what Jesus is wearing there.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on October 2nd, 1989. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.